Wonder if you could take your songbooks and turn to number 92. We prepare our hearts for the communion service. Number 92, lead me to Calvary. If you'd like to stand with me, please do. Number 92. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget. To share a few words with you as we prepare our hearts to partake. If you'd like to follow along, I'll be in 1 Corinthians, some instruction Apostle Paul gives to the saints at Corinth. And here's just a few words to maybe prepare our minds and hearts for what we are about to partake in. First word I want to consider is the word benediction. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, Is it not a participation in the body of Christ? The word benediction there is that word for blessing. We incorrectly think lightly of the word blessing. Someone sneezes, what do we say? God bless you. Bless you. You know, the popular theory is that came from the time of the bubonic plague. And someone would sneeze, and you would say, God bless you. You know, that was a tiny prayer for them, because the thought was, you're about to die because you've sneezed. God bless you and your soul as you head towards eternity. If my blessing will not protect you from physical death, may the blessing of God rest upon you and lead you into the next life. Now, when one of us sneezes, I don't think we think those things necessarily. But that's the weight of the word. Doesn't that give another a weightiness to the word blessing? May God's blessing rest upon you. May God's judgment upon you turn to be a blessing, turn to mercy. We who are plagued with sin receive blessing from what Christ has done on the cross. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? The Last Supper, Christ states that he will not drink of this cup until he returns to his Father's house. Then he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then onto the hill of Calvary, and takes on the judgment of God. He does all this so that we can receive the cup of blessing. He takes the death so that we can have life. In that same verse, verse 16, we see this word participation twice. The word for that is communion, a fellowship. There's a hunger there to have fellowship with others, to participate together with each other, to acknowledge together the truth and the truths of the cross and the victories of the cross. We know, and as we partake together and participate together, we know we are connected. We have access to Christ's heart. Each of us individually, yes, but also together. We come together as his body. So we have the benediction, the blessing. We have that communion, that fellowship. If you look down in verse 21, we have a consecration. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. This all leads, because we are doing this together, this leads to a consecration that each one of us must have. You can't have this communion and not be set apart. I know that's double negative, right? You can't have this communion and not be set apart. You need to be set apart in order to partake of this communion. In the marriage ceremony, we say, forsaking all others. In a sense, we're taking a vow. Jesus takes the vows first and we do after. And we forsake all others. We celebrate our union and communion with Christ. Benediction, a communion, a consecration. If you turn now to chapter 11, verse 25. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The participation of this together is a memorial of Jesus Christ. We are not only remembering what he's done in the past, as we might commemorate someone else, but we are seeing him presently. As we come to participate together, we see him and we remember what he's done. And we remember what he is doing. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Well, this speaks a little bit about a repetition of this participation. We're supposed to do this again and again. Verse 26 speaks about a proclamation. We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. the Lord's Supper as interpreted by the Scriptures. Well, the congregation proclaims the gospel message. It's not necessarily a sermon with the event that proclaims. It's the event itself. It's what we are doing. It's a proclamation of the gospel. In a few moments, the brethren will come and will serve and will give these sacraments to you. We are to serve one another. And in that way, we're saying, here's the gospel. Here's the gospel of Jesus Christ. His body, His blood, broken. And we do this in anticipation. You proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. How long are we to do this? Well, we should do it until He comes. On through the years, linking the church in a perfect chain, century after century, from His death until He comes again, we stand in that chain. We understand there's anticipation for Him to come again. This meal is not the main meal. It's the anticipated meal of what will come at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We will celebrate together with all the saints of all the ages. We will see Him face to face. He has paid for all the provision of what we need now and up until the marriage supper of the Lamb. He's paid for that as well. So we have the benediction, we have the communion, the consecration, the commemoration, the repetition, the proclamation, the anticipation. And lastly, Paul writes about self-examination, beginning in verse 27 and going through verse 32. But I'll read verse 28 for us. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. We are all unworthy to partake. That's not what's being said here. What's being said here is we need to make sure that we are ones who are properly dressed in the righteousness that is in Jesus Christ as we partake. The bride comes to the marriage. The bride will, I'm guessing, look in the mirror, make sure things are right before she comes out. Will my groom be pleased when he sees me? Well, we want to ask that of ourselves when we come to this table. Will my Father in heaven be pleased with how I've been living, with how I've been trusting in His righteousness? We look into the mirror of His Word. We know we are not perfect, but will He be pleased with what He sees? Are our hearts in the right place to participate? Are we ready? What I love here is, it doesn't say let a person examine himself then and, if necessary, skip out, right? It says let a person examine himself and then partake. So we can't sit here tonight and say, well, this means I can't participate. Well, it means let's get serious. Let's examine ourselves. And then we'll be ready to join with one another. And so, well, let's just take a moment now. Lord, we thank You for this. For this commemoration of all that You've done for us. Lord, according to Your word, we desire to examine ourselves this moment. Or if there's any way that needs a change, a correction, O God. By the blood of the cross, by the victory won on the cross, O God, let us commit that thing to You. Make sure things are right. Things are right in our relationships. Things are right in our hearts. So we pray this in Your name, Lord. the serpent said to Eve in the Garden of Eden, the serpent said, look, take and eat. And that first disobedience brought sin and curse and death. And Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Father says to the Son, look, take and drink. And in the bitterness that led to victory, sin was swallowed. The curse was conquered and death was defeated. He comes to make his blessing flow as far as the curse is found. Because of that victory, because of what Jesus went through, Jesus can say to us this evening, look, take, eat, drink. Enjoy what I've purchased for you. The victory of the cross. We are not worthy, but we know our unworthiness, and we have come to our precious Savior. We have dressed ourselves in his righteousness. Stand before him. Amen. I'd like to ask our brethren to come at this time who will serve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me.
Apostle Paul gives instruction, as we've been looking in that section, about how to receive this, the Lord's Supper. And he writes, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. And the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother George, would you offer a prayer of thanksgiving for this bread?
Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
For providing the Lamb.
Yes.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We thank you, Lord. For Jesus. Who took our punishment.
Thank you, Lord.
Who took our place. Whose body was scourged.
Thank you.
Spit upon.
Thank you, Lord.
Smacked upon. And at last was on the cross. We thank you, O Lord, for this bread. This bread of life. Jesus, our bread of life. We thank you, Lord, that you give us yourself. And Lord, we take it. We take it by faith, Lord, that you will work in us spirit, soul, and body as we partake. Thank you, O Lord, for providing for our every need. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes we are healed. And we thank you, Lord, for your precious promises. In Jesus' name. Amen.
After he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us take now and eat. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother Tom, will you offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the cup?
Our Father, we want to thank you for sending your Son to sacrifice, become the new and living way, O God,
yes,
to purchase our redemption through the shedding of his precious blood.
Yes,
and we We pray, O God, that we shall enter in, O yes, God, to all that you purchased for us in the shedding of this precious blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let each and every one, O God, be sanctified holy, O God, by your precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a
God
as I? At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart all away. It was there my faith I received, my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it
partake together, we remember what he's done for us. We proclaim his death until he comes again. Jesus took the cup of suffering so that we may take this cup of blessing. Let us take and drink together just now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed Christ of beauty was veiled off from human view.
Do you collect? Do you collect them? You don't need, if you usually do. If you usually do, you can.
Thank you.
Oh, behold him in place.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Before we're dismissed, I'd like to sing. I know we've been singing tonight, haven't we? Well, it's good. It's good to rejoice in Him. Let's sing number 103 as we go out into this week. Hallelujah. What a Savior. We make this ring. It's our testimony. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, our Jesus. Number 103. Feel free. I know it's a busy week if you'd like to head out at the close here. But if anyone would like to stay, this room will be open. If anyone would like to stay and pray, you're welcome to do as the Lord leads you. But let's stand together and sing number 103. Tonight we see you, and we see you in your glory. You are your most glorious in your activity as our Savior, O God. How you stoop down to rescue us, to bring us to yourself, to make the way open for us to come to know you, to be forgiven of our sins, to live in victory. And Lord, tonight we've received blessing from your hand. And Lord, this night, whether we go just now or stay, Lord, we will go in your blessing, stay in your presence, walking closely with you. Lord, keep us under your precious blood. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.